Chevra, it's an incredible schus to be back together to share the 5-minute var from Kemp Hask again. Like I said last week, you know, outside of being by Kaisel Maravi to share this Torah, no more special place to be. Open up a new Sefer, Sefer Dvarim. So much to learn, so much to grow, and specifically, you know, you have to live with the parsha, and if we're in the middle of the 9 days and preparing for Tisha B'Av, which we hope will be a Maid and the Yantiv, there's what to learn from for these days. The Torah tells us, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and Lamed Beis, Ubamidbar, Asher Isa, Asher Nasa'acha, Hashem Lekecha, Kasher Yisa Ishas Beno. When we're in the Midbar, we saw that Hashem was carrying us, just like a father carries his son. All the journey, all the places you were going until you came to this place, meaning at the right outside Eretz Yisrael until they got to Eretz Yisrael. And now you don't believe Hashem that he's going to push a pshat. If you read Rashi and see what's going on, meaning is that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you saw Hashem took care of you, Hashem brought you here, Hashem carried you like a father carries his child. And now you're not going to believe, and now that which was Chet Maraglim, you're not going to believe that he's going to take you in. But I saw a Torah from the Semach Hashem L'Tzvi, Elgar Svi Hirsch, in Dvorna. He's a big Talmud of the Magid of Mezrich. He shares an incredible insight, and maybe another way, Shivim Panam L'Torah, another way to understand what's going on in these psukim. That when we saw that Hashem carried us like a father carries his son, and that led us to not believe in Hashem. What's going on exactly? So he brings down a mashal from the Chavis HaLevavos. The Chavis HaLevavos says there was a man, a gvir, a bal chesed, who he took in a child to his home as a ben bayis at a very young age. This child had nowhere to be. He took him in and he raised him and he gave him everything as if he was his own son. For years and years and years. Later, this child's already older, and this man, later in life, also helps this adult, or this young adult, who was some sort of captive by an enemy, and he helped get be paid to him, and took him into his house as well. The Chavetz Chaim says the second person has such incredible hakar satov to this gvir, to this bal chesed. Such incredible thankfulness, gratitude. He was mamish in the lowest of places, and he was a prisoner, and here he took him in, and he took care of him, and he's giving him everything, and letting him be part of his family as such a karsatov. Much more a karsatov than the child. The child being given to for years and years and years and years. But this man, who's new to the game, has much more gratitude, much more a karsatov, much more thankfulness. Why is that? It's pashut. The child already takes it for granted. The child is already desensitized. The child already has become used to it. And the child thinks it's coming his way. Meaning, okay, fine, I'm part of the family. So he's treating me like all his children. It's like, it's basically, he has a chrai. He's already responsible to me. And therefore, of course, once in a while, he's thankful he gets something nice for his birthday. But for the most part, he takes it for granted. And this is part of his life. As opposed to this new ben bayis, who's mamish not used to this. It's all new. It's incredible chesed. And he has such a karsatov. So he'll give tzaddik, Semach Hashem L'Tzvi. He says, so too is sometimes with us, sadly. And that's what the pasuk here is telling us, maybe, on a deeper level. Asher Yisa, Asher Nasa'ach, Hashem L'Kecha, Kasher Yisa Ish Espino. You saw that Hashem has carried you, has given to you, has taken care of you, just like a father takes care of his son. And what does that lead to when we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu like that father or son, which is this beautiful relationship, when we want to look at our father like a tata and emel, who's always taking care of us, and always caring for us, and always doing for us. But there's also a negative that could come out of that. There's also a chisaron that could come out of that. And that is that we take it for granted. Uvadavar hazeh, and this is how he reads the pasuk. Uvadavar hazeh, ein chamaminim b'Hashem elkechem. And therefore, you don't believe in Hashem in the same way. Therefore, you don't have the same connection. You take it all for granted, and you don't have the relationship that you should have. You don't give to Hashem what you should be giving. You don't think about Hashem in the way and the constant akar satov that we should have. In other words, it's specifically of that brings the churban. Mishenichnas of memaata b'simcha. The of, and we know this monticle of, and there's so much Torah of the chama that comes, and it is our Father's that's ultimately giving us an oynesh and knows what's best for us, and we have to understand that. But there's also this other way of looking at it, and it's mishenichnas of. It's the Father that brings churban, sadly, because we take it for granted. And the avoid is not to take it for granted. The avoid is to be nepach that feeling and realize He's our Father who loves us, but it we don't have it coming our way. Every day that Hashem does for us, He gave me again, He gave me again. I have to be like the person who's new to it. That's how I have to be. How so? I was thinking about it. Maybe that's the avoid. I mean, there's a lot of avoids in our life, but definitely the avoid of making brachas. The avoid of making brachas. Every single time we make a bracha, every single time we make a bracha, what is a bracha? It's recognition that Hashem does for me, that Hashem cares for me, and I don't have it coming my way. That even simple as this Snapple, I think it comes my way and says, "Push it! I should have a Snapple. I deserve a Snapple." No, this is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. You are the source of all blessing, the King of all kings, the Master of the universe. Shakol Nivro, everything from you, and you gave this to me. And I'm thanking you for it. I'm not taking it for granted. And throughout my day, I'm just making brachas. I'm making brachas that I have the ability just to go to the bathroom. And I don't take that for granted. And that I'm healthy. Making brachas brings me back to that place where I'm supposed to be, to not take it for granted. And maybe that's what it means. What's the most special thing that Hashem has given us in this world? The most special thing Hashem has given us in this world is Torah. Torah gives us meaning. Torah gives us purpose. Torah gives us a way of life. Torah allows us to live a purposeful life, an objectively good life. Unlike the world we live in, you look around so full of sheker, and people don't even know their right from their left. Don't even know a man from a woman. Don't know anything anymore. Because they don't have, if it's not based on Torah, life is confusing and life is sheker. So Torah is the biggest gift in the world because it gives us our tafkid achayim, our purpose of life. But even that I could take for granted, and we do. So we have to make a bracha on Torah. We have to make a bracha on Torah, and that's the most chashuv bracha there is. There's only two brachas that are deraisa. One is benching, and that's after the fact, appreciating what Hashem does for us on that level. And the other is birchas haTorah. Birchas Torah. So what does the Gemara tell us in Darm very famously? Why was there Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Shelo baruchu Torah tchila. We didn't make the bracha, so maybe I want to offer it. But Derech Drash, perhaps now we understand the depth because no one understands that all the Mefarshim talk about that. Shalom Baruch Hu Torah Tchila. We didn't make a Birchas at Torah. Shkoyach, we were learning Torah. I should make Birchas Torah, but that's a reason for Korban Beis Hamikdash. Shalom Baruch Hu Torah Tchila means I take it for granted. If I'm not making the bracha on it, I'm not giving, I take it for granted. When we take it for granted, I look at him only like that father that he should be giving me everything. And that causes of Davar Azeh Incham Aminim B'Hashem Lakechem. We want to bring Ula. We want to bring the Rabbeinu Shalom back into the world, Begiloy, in the way that we want him. Make brachas. Make brachas. Make brachas means recognize and appreciate all that Hashem does for us always. And Hashem's going to see that and bring Gila Shechina with Mashiach Lekeinu, B'mheira B'yameinu, for a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, oy Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, oy Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, oy Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, oy Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, oy Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh